Charlie makes out with a brunette on his bed.
Charlie?
Yeah?
I thought we said we were going to take things slow.
We didn't say that. I guess we can't be trusted.
Charlie, talk to me.
All right. You know what I'm going to do to you, you dirty, filthy girl?
No, not like that.
Wrong way? Am I a dirty, filthy boy?
No, I want to talk about us.
We're a dirty, filthy couple.
No, I want to talk about our relationship.
Well, that redirects the old blood flow. Okay. So what about it?
Well, you know that I really care about you.
And I care about you, too. All right, good talk.
I just want to make sure that if we do this, we're doing it for the right reasons.
Well, not to be contrary, but sometimes the wrong reasons kick everything up a notch.
I just want to make sure we give our relationship a chance to grow.
So you want to stop?
No, I really want you.
Mia, all this starting and stopping is really not good for my transmission.
I'm sorry, I'm just so confused. That's why you're going to have to make this decision for the both of us.
Me? I have to make this decision? It's like asking the fat kid to guard the pie.
I trust you, Charlie.
Well, that is really low. Okay, we'll wait.
Thank you.
So what do we do now?
We could take a walk on the beach.
No, seriously.
Her smile fades.
Oh, yeah. Walk on the beach. Great. I've always been meaning to do that.
2 and a Half Men, created by Chuck Lorre and Lee Aronsohn. Alan, Jake, and Berta are in the kitchen. Charlie enters.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Good morning.
Looks to be a beautiful day. Slightly overcast, but that should burn off in a few hours, leaving us with another sun-dappled afternoon in paradise.
You still drunk from last night, or did you get a fresh buzz this morning?
No, ma'am, I am quite simply high on life.
Berta looks at Alan.
Blotto.
I am not drunk. Alan, guess what I did last night?
Jake?
I'm leaving.
No, Jake can hear this. Last night...
Wait, hang on, Charlie. You're about to tell us something that happened last night that made you happy?
Yes.
Jake?
I'm leaving.
Jake, stay. I want to share this with my entire family.
Okay, I'm leaving.
Berta, I consider you part of my family.
Am I in your will?
No, but neither are the rest of them. Now listen, last night, I, Charlie Harper, delayed gratification.
What'd you do, wait till she fell asleep?
Charlie frowns and looks away. Jake looks baffled.
Wait for what?
Jake.
I'm leaving.
Sit down. What happened last night is I may have actually started a meaningful relationship.
Charlie, seriously, go sleep it off. You're embarrassing yourself.
Come on, listen to me. I think I might be in love with Mia.
Big deal. You've always been in love with Yua.
Jake grins at Alan.
Very funny.
I thought so. Did you think so?
That was pretty good.
Yeah.
He's 11. He still thinks milk, milk, lemonade is funny.
Oh, yeah.
Hello? Grandmommy's here.
Oh, great. Tell Mom what you told us, Charlie.
No.
Tell me what?
Nothing.
Do you need a good lawyer?
No.
Discreet doctor?
No.
Knock off Gucci handbag?
What?
There's only so many ways I can help you, dear.
Evelyn approaches Charlie.
It's no big deal. I've just been seeing this ballet dancer. I think she might be the one.
Drunk?
Alan shrugs.
He says no.
I think it might be one of those designer drugs. Charlie, what did you take?
I'm serious. We've been seeing each other for over a month, and we're waiting to sleep together until our relationship has a solid foundation.
Well, we can rule out ecstasy. I mean, that's a powerful aphrodisiac.
She pours herself some coffee.
I've heard.
Nowadays, you're supposed to say African-American aphrodisiac.
Jake?
You sure this time?
Yeah.
I'm leaving.
Has it occurred to any of you that maybe I've finally matured? Maybe I'm finally ready to build something with a woman that isn't solely based on sex.
Has that occurred to you, Alan?
Nope.
Berta? So it's not just me.
I can understand your skepticism. I've earned it. But this girl is different, and I'm going to make it work.
Charlie leaves the room.
I give him another week before he's out on the beach humping wet sand.
Charlie massages Mia's back as she reads a book.
Getting to know you, getting to know all about you, getting to love.
Charlie closes his eyes and surreptitiously inhales her scent. Getting to know you. In an art gallery, Mia examines a painting. Charlie looks away, distracted by a statue of a naked woman with pert breasts. Mia holds two bowling balls in front of her chest, playfully weighing them up. Charlie sighs. Taking to the lane, he stands with a bowling ball in his hands. He looks at Mia, who seductively pours melted cheese onto her tongue from a nacho. He drops the ball on his foot. She winces. Charlie arrives back at the house.
Hey.
Hey. How was your date?
Charlie hobbles across the room.
Fun. We went bowling.
Still playing it slow?
Charlie sits down next to Alan.
Ketchup slow. Glacier slow. Continental drift slow.
So slow.
I'm saying. Hey, listen, about this living without sex thing, I was hoping you can give me a little advice.
Me? What would make you think of me?
Well, I figure you get laid less often than a boil-covered dwarf, am I right?
I don't have the actual statistics, but go on.
Well, you must get really frustrated. I mean, how do you stop yourself from, you know, running a red light and then taunting the cop till he shoots you?
Ah, good question. I found that the best thing to do is to focus on your career, get a hobby, become involved in community activities, and at the end of the day, if you have any energy left, find a quiet space and yank it like a monkey in a mango tree.
Charlie purses his lips and nods.
Interesting. What kind of hobbies are we talking about?
Well, I tried collecting stamps, building model trains, but in the end, all roads led back up the mango tree.
Charlie arches an eyebrow.
That's what I was afraid of.
He gets up off the couch and walks to the door.
Hey, where are you going?
I'm gonna go get in my car, run a red light, and hope for a clean headshot.
Charlie leaves. Night. Charlie and Mia sit on the couch watching TV.
The great thing about this piece is that it fuses a classical score with jazz choreography.
Wow. You know, on a counter-programming note, the Lakers are playing Miami tonight.
Would you rather watch that?
No, this is fine. Of course, I don't have a $500 bet down in the ballet.
She grabs the remote.
What channel?
No, seriously, this is channel 2.
She curls up with her head in his lap.
You know, Charlie, you don't have to give up things that you like just because of me.
Getting comfy, she wriggles her head around on his thigh. Charlie tenses up.
Okay, great. Good to know. Hey, as long as we're on that subject...
Charlie gently lifts her head and places a cushion over his groin for her to lean on.
There's something I want to run past you.
Go ahead.
Well, let me just preface it by saying that I am all for holding off on the sex so our relationship can develop more, you know, deepness.
I'm glad. I think it's working, too. I mean, we're getting so much closer than we would have had we just jumped into bed together.
Good. Sounds like we're on the same page. And just to make sure we don't jump the gun, I was thinking maybe it'd be a good idea if I had an outlet that, you know, took the pressure off.
An outlet?
Yeah, an outlet. Something casual, meaningless. If I work it right, could even be anonymous.
She sits up and glares at Charlie.
You mean another woman?
Well, that would be my first choice.
She stares at him blankly.
But for the purposes of this discussion, let's stay with the more neutral term, outlet.
I don't care what you call it. You're asking for permission to have sex with another woman.
Only because I care about you too much to whore around without permission.
Are you crazy?
I can't go back to the mango tree, Mia.
What?
Look, I think this is a mature, thoughtful suggestion. In fact, there are many cultures that embrace the whole outlet concept as a way of strengthening and nurturing the primary love relationship.
Oh.
You can't dismiss entire cultures with...
I'm going home.
Oh, come on. We're just talking here. I propose an idea, we bat it around a little bit, and then we compromise. That's the cornerstone of a healthy relationship.
How are we going to compromise, Charlie? Are you going to have sex with half a woman?
Is that an option?
Mia storms out of the front door. Alan enters.
What's going on?
We had our first fight.
Oh, what about?
I simply suggested that as long as we weren't having sex, it would be good for our relationship if I had sex with somebody else.
Then she didn't buy that?
Wouldn't even discuss it.
Women, huh?
They say they want to talk, but they don't want to talk.
Charlie sits outside.
What's the matter with Uncle Charlie?
Oh, he's just a little down because he had a fight with his girlfriend.
That's too bad.
Hey, why don't you go out and talk to him? Maybe you can cheer him up a little.
Yeah.
I don't know. Tell him a joke or something.
Okay.
Jake steps out onto the patio.
Might as well just give him a bowl of Milky Ways.
Hey, Uncle Charlie, what's green, has four legs, and would kill you if it fell out of a tree and landed on you?
What?
A pool table. It's funny because you wouldn't expect it to be in a tree.
Charlie shrugs his eyebrows and sips his coffee. Jake goes indoors.
Nothing.
Alan stands up.
Okay, I'll talk to him.
Hey, if you can work him a fart, ask him to pull your finger.
Jake grins to himself, then eats his cereal. Alan steps outside.
Hey.
Hey.
Still haven't heard from Mia?
She won't return my calls.
You do realize that suggesting it would be good for you to have sex with other women was a monumentally stupid thing to do.
Yes, Alan, I realize it. The question now is, how do I apologize?
You mean grovel?
No, I mean apologize with my dignity and pride intact.
Oh, you sad, naive fool. If 12 years of marriage taught me anything, it's that there is no apologizing without groveling.
Mia and I aren't married.
Are you having sex?
Continue.
First of all, the phone's no good. You must grovel in person. Humiliation is a visual medium.
Okay.
Next, don't go empty-handed, but keep in mind that any gifts you do offer may well end up being thrown at your head. Flowers, lingerie, jewelry, all good. Picture frames, waffle irons, steak knives, not so much.
You actually bought your wife a waffle iron?
I was young. She liked waffles. Anyway, the most important thing is sincerity.
Sincerity?
Yes, you absolutely must be able to fake sincerity.
You know what? I've underestimated you. You are far more deceitful and manipulative than I've given you credit for.
Thank you.
No, I was faking sincerity.
Oh, that's very good.
But all kidding aside, I really appreciate your help.
Oh, you're welcome.
Top, got you again.
That was good. Hey, can you do me a favor?
What's that?
Pull my finger.
You're bluffing.
Try me.
He holds out his index finger. Charlie pulls it.
Wait, give me another chance. I thought I had one!
Charlie stands in a hallway outside the door to an apartment. Holding a bunch of flowers, he reluctantly knocks on the door.
Is it for you?
Oh, you didn't have to do that.
Really? My brother said I did.
I'll thank him for me. Come on in.
I just want you to know how sorry I am.
Actually, I think I owe you an apology.
You do?
Yeah. These are for you.
Oh, you didn't have to do that.
You know, I shouldn't have gotten so angry with you. Not to say that your outlet idea wasn't incredibly juvenile, selfish, moronic.
Yeah, whoa, whoa, whoa. I accept your apology.
Point is that I really don't have any right to object to you sleeping with other women. We don't have a commitment. You're free to do whatever you want.
Well, thanks. That's great. Very mature. So everything's okay now?
No, you ass! If we're gonna keep seeing each other, I want a commitment.
A commitment?
Yes, a commitment.
Does that mean when you start having sex?
Is that the only reason you'd be willing to make a commitment?
It's in the top two.
I think sex should wait until we get our relationship on track.
Okay. Let me make sure I understand this. You want me to make a commitment that I will not have sex with anyone else while at the same time I'm not having sex with you?
Yes.
All right, let's come at this from another angle. We're gonna be sexually exclusive, but without the sex?
Well, I suppose you could look at it that way.
Charlie looks away, deep in thought. He bites his lip, then pauses with his lips pursed.
So bottom line. New sex for Charlie. With you or anyone else for the foreseeable future.
Correct.
Charlie nods slowly.
Are you insane?
Charlie, if you care about us, it should be something that you want to do.
What about you? What are you giving up?
I'm giving up the same thing you are.
Do you want to sleep with other guys?
Of course not.
Then you're giving up nothing. Tell you what. I'll give up sex, you give up, I don't know, a kidney.
Oh, don't be stupid.
Okay, dancing.
Dancing's my life, Charlie.
Aha! Now we have a level playing field.
You know what? Maybe you should just go.
You're right. Why stay here when I can just as easily not have sex with you in the comfort of my own home?
Oh, go to hell!
Charlie turns to leave. Mia pelts him with the flowers.
See? That's why you didn't get a waffle iron.
Charlie is in the kitchen using a blender. Alan enters.
Hey, how'd it go with Mia?
Great. We broke up.
How's that great?
Because now I can go back to being who I really am.
And who's that?
Someone who doesn't care who he really is. Someone who just has fun.
Oh, I see. Someone who spends his life in a drunken haze having meaningless sex with strangers.
If you knew who I am, why'd you ask?
Hey, Charlie. I'm starting to sober up.
A slim redhead.
Well, we can't have that.
Ooh, you might find out who she is.
Charlie steps out onto the patio with a cocktail jug.
There you go.
Good. Boy, I haven't been this drunk since I took my SATs.
Doesn't seem to have held you back much.
No, just 1 year, sixth grade.
Charlie turns his back to the girl and leans on the railings.
Charlie, you okay?
Yeah, I just got a lot on my mind.
Aww. You want to look at my boobs?
Charlie glances up at her, then shakes his head.
No, thanks.
You sure? And always cheers me up.
Inside, Alan answers the door.
Oh, Mia, hi.
Is Charlie here?
Mia sees Charlie with the girl. Noticing Mia, Charlie runs straight into the French windows. Charlie rushes inside and slicks back his hair.
Alan, don't you think it's time you went out and kept your girlfriend company?
My what?
Thanks for playing along.
Yes, my girlfriend. Yes, excuse me. Coming, Pookie.
Alan joins the girl outside.
Well, this is an awkward moment.
You are such a schmuck.
Okay, the ice is broken.
Goodbye, Charlie.
Oh, come on. You said yourself we don't have a commitment. We don't even have a relationship anymore.
You know what? You're right, Charlie. Go back to your bimbo.
Hey. She's not a bimbo.
The girl lifts up her top. Grinning, Alan gives her the thumbs up.
Nah, I'm not saying she's a brain surgeon. No, wait, Mia. At least tell me why you came.
You want to know why I came? I came because after I cooled down, I started to miss you, and I wanted to make love to you.
That's great. It's wonderful.
And it's not going to happen.
Why? Because of that bimbo? Let me tell you something. The entire time I was out there drinking and fooling around with her, I was thinking of you.
Oh, swell.
You know what I mean. I would trade 100 of her for one of you.
Are you saying you're ready to make a commitment?
Yes.
Maybe you want some time to think about it?
How could that help? I don't want to be with anybody but you, so I might as well be committed.
Yes, you should.
She steps forward and they kiss passionately on the lips.
Want to go upstairs?
Not right now.
Oh, please don't tell me you've got somebody in your room.
No. I just think if we're going to do this commitment thing, that the first time should be really special.
What have you got in mind?
Well, you know, candles, music, and maybe not having the girl I was trying to rebound with dancing half-naked on the deck with my idiot brother.
Are you sure?
Oh, yeah, he's an idiot.
Call me later.
They kiss again, and Mia walks to the door. Charlie watches her leave.
Well, back to the mango tree.
Outside, Alan lifts up his T-shirt. The girl claps gleefully. Charlie shrugs and rolls his eyes, then trudges off upstairs. At the breakfast table,
what is this?
It's a healthy cereal that won't rot your teeth.
You
got that right, because I'm not eating it.
Well, that's all you're getting.
Morning.
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 Is he in a better mood today?
Yeah. Uncle Charlie, I got another joke for you.
Jake spoons sugar onto his breakfast cereal, then glances up at Charlie.
Okay.
There's two muffins sitting side by side in a muffin tin in the oven. One muffin says to the other, "Boy, it's hot in here." And the other one says, "Holy crap, a talking muffin!"
Charlie shakes his head and turns away. Jake looks at Alan.
Just don't think he knows what's funny.
ITFC audio description. Men.